Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard, and we've got a lot to get through today, so no beating around the bush. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, May 1st. And we will start with some breaking injury news. Ryan Pepio, who's been out for a little bit, he is out for the season with hip surgery. He will not return. He will return in 2027, you know, assuming there's baseball. Which is a crushing blow to the Rays, and it means they've had to make some interesting decisions. More on that in the tail end of the show. Brandon Woodruff, we talked about him yesterday, left his start after just an inning and a third. He is officially hitting the 15-day IL with right shoulder inflammation. Good news is an MRI did not show any structural or major damage, but he is going to miss a decent amount of time at least. Brandon Nimmo left the game early today with hamstring tightness. No further word on that. Nico Hoerner, same kind of deal. Left the game today with yesterday with neck tightness. Ryan Helsley got injured a few days ago. He is officially placed on the 15-day IL with right elbow inflammation. No further word there. And Matt Brash has also hit the 15-day IL in similar circumstance with a right lat inflammation. Both of those were previous known injuries that are finally getting official confirmation and IL stints. Wyatt Langford, news here, has a potential setback on his recovery period, was set to hopefully come back sometime this week. He is going to be tested for further evaluation. Speaking of coming back, Daniel Palencia is set to make a rehab start very soon for the Chicago Cubs. Sonny Gray is throwing batting practice, and Jeremy Pena, who has missed a decent amount of time, should be starting rehab any day now. Finally, a couple transactions to talk about here. Gabriel Moreno is the big one, activated from the 10-day IL, and Jose Suarez and Joel Piamps, who both tossed innings for the Braves yesterday and were terrible, have been promptly DFA'd. So that's everything from the top of baseball news here as we move on to our notable performers and notable starts later on. For the hitter of the day, this is a very difficult one, and there's not quite an obvious answer. I'm very tempted to give it to Kazuma Okamoto, who has two home runs, but we'll get to him in a minute. But I am going to give it to William Contreras, and I'm going to give it to Contreras because he went 4-for-5 today, which is incredible in of itself, but he has gone 8 of his last 9. He's gone 8 of his last 9 at bats, factoring in the game he had yesterday. So William Contreras, he's kind of the pitcher of the the hitter of the last 2 days. So I'm giving him his flowers here. But we move on to the rest of the notable performances. Matt Olson went 1-for-3 with 2 walks against the Rockies today. Michael Harris, the second, went 1-for-1 with a home run as a pinch hitter. And man, he has had a phenomenal start to the year. Mickey Moniak in that same game went 2-for-5 with a home run, continuing an excellent start. And honestly, should probably be rostered on all leagues at this point, just with how productive he's been. The rare 0-for-5 day coming for Shohei Ohtani, who I don't want to say he's been off to a rocky start, but a less Ohtani-like start. We aren't always talking about the great performances here. Jordan Walker had a great one, though. 4-for-4 with 6 total bases. Austin Martin went 3-for-5 today. He is quietly, again, having a really nice start to the year. Base percentage continuing to stay at around 500, which is just ridiculous. Byron Buxton, 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk. He has had 6 home runs in his last 10 games. Kazuma Okamoto has hit a third of that total, though, today. 2-for-4 with 2 home runs for him. Very nice to see someone who had some high hopes and has not been great so far this year starting to get into form. Otto Lopez did not have a home run, although it was initially thought that he did. Caromed off the fielder's glove over the fence, and anyone that remembers the Boston Rays ALDS game from 5 years ago remembers that that is a ground rule double, and that's what was awarded to Otto Lopez. He goes 3-for-5 regardless. Carlos Correa went 3-for-5 today with a home run. He is quietly hitting .288 with an .811 OPS, doing very well for Houston. Ben Rice, 2-for-5 with a home run, and he is doing very well for New York. He is honestly hitting like an MVP, which is saying a lot because the guy hitting right behind him, Aaron Judge, 2-for-3 with 2 walks. He's not doing too shabby himself. Pete Alonso went 1-for-2 with a home run and 2 walks today, starting to hopefully break out of an early season slump. By Pete Alonso in your leagues. The polar bear has been the same guy for years. Henry Davis went 2-for-3 with 2 home runs. I don't know for sure. I would almost bet money that this is his first two homer game. So you know what? A gold star for you, Henry Davis. Fernando Tatis Jr. went 3-for-3 with a walk today. No home runs still, but he did get a triple. Absolutely, buy him any chance you can get. He is going to be just fine. Munetaka Murakami, it feels like I'm saying this every day. He went 1-for-3 with a home run and two walks. That's really the thing that makes Murakami interesting, is his ability to continually generate walks in addition to the home runs. No doubles still. We'll see when that happens. Brent Rooker is going to be the last player we talk about here. He came back a few days ago from a lengthy injury stint. 2-for-4 with a home run today. Nice to see Brent Rooker getting into the swing of things. Check out the daily Batters Box article for all information on these hitters and more. As we transition to our starting pitchers today, we are going with our pitcher of the day. This was a very difficult one, but ultimately I went with what I thought was the best final line, and I think there's no arguing here. Jacob Mizorowski went 5 1/3 innings with no earned runs and no hits, 8 Ks, 2 walks on 85 pitches. Mizorowski, we didn't talk about it after the show because I knew we were going to talk about him here. He did end up leaving with an apparent injury. No further word on that, but 19 whiffs, 36 CSW percentage. His fastball was sitting at 101, Just the kind of stuff that's video game stuff. It doesn't even let you do that. You can't crank up the sliders that high in most video games. So just an absolutely outrageous performance and player when he's on. And it's hopeful that he recovers from whatever injury this was. Hopefully it's nothing too major. Moving on, Will Warren went 6 1/3 innings with 1 earned run, 3 hits, 9 Ks, a walk on 94 pitches. Really excellent outing from Will Warren, who's just been a rock at the top of the New York Yankees rotation. 12 whiffs, 37 CSW percent. He got a lot of called strikes, 23 called strikes Warren was able to get. Noah Schultz, in a different part of the country, pitched 6 scoreless frames against the San Diego Padres, 2 hits, 2 Ks, 2 walks, 2-2-2s for 87 pitches. This was a weird outing, one that the stat line is probably a lot better than the actual pitches and actual, process would indicate. Just 6 whiffs, 24 CSW percent. Noah Schultz is a guy that probably should command more whiffs, so this is a bit interesting, but he was just not able to get it really cooking. Still an effective outing at run prevention. Brian Wu went 6 innings but was pretty putrid, frankly. 6 earned runs off 7 hits, 2 Ks, no walks on 84 pitches. Brian Wu has been really shaky to begin the year. ERA well north of 4. But I got to say, buy him any chance you can get. If his price is really low, I don't think there's any reason to be worried about Brian Wu. POV liked his stuff across the board. Similarly, Cole Reagans, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 8 Ks, but did have 3 walks. The whip was a little bit inflated today on 95 pitches. This is another guy that I think you absolutely should buy. The locations were fairly erratic today, but he is A-plus stuff as POV evaluated. You know who Cole Reagans is by this point. The fastball, that triple digit fastball velocity seems to not be there, but he's still extremely effective and he's just a power lefty. Zach Wheeler, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 8 Ks, 2 walks, 94 pitches himself. He was excellent. He was frankly excellent. The Marlins do not have a sensational lineup, but he was fantastic. 14 whiffs, 28 CSW percent, fastball sitting a bit under 94. I feel like with Wheeler, this is kind of a guy maybe you can expect like a last year Brandon Woodruff type performance, which is pretty good overall, if maybe not as sexy in terms of the whiff and the overpowering velocity. Wheeler is a master of his craft, and this is indicative of that. Yuri Perez went 5 innings today with 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks on 96 pitches, 16 whiffs for Perez, a solid outing. Emmett Sheehan, a weird outing, and man, he might be the weirdest, most difficult pitcher to evaluate right now because he went 4 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 8 hits, which is terrible, but also 8 Ks and no walks on 97 pitches. I mean, this is a kind of outing that I just kind of don't know how to evaluate. And he got, I believe, 18 whiffs today. Like, he was really, really effective in the you know, getting the swing and miss stuff cooking today, but wasn't really able to stop people from digging him around. So maybe this is just one of those types of performances. He's been erratic to start the year. Finally, we'll wrap up the starter section with Christian Scott. Anyone that knows me knows how much I love Christian Scott. He had a very rough outing against Minnesota. Not so much here. 5 innings against the Angels today. 2 earned runs, 3 hits, one of them a home run, 8 Ks, no walks, 74 pitches. Pulled fairly early. Doesn't seem to be for any injury concerns, just kind of workload management. Scott looked really good today. Just the stuff was nice. The locations were much, much better. This was an excellent outing for Christian Scott, and maybe could be sustaining himself in the Mets rotation in the future. But that's going to do it for our starting pitchers. Give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily SP roundups, as I'm sure you already do. But if you want to know more about all of these pitchers and then some, we're going to take a short break. And by we, I mean me. And we will come back with the relievers and the preview of today's games. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We'll jump in to our relievers, and we will take a quick look at everyone who got saves around the league. Yesterday, we barely had any. Today, we had a ton. Lucas Erceg picked up his eighth save of the year for the Kansas City Royals today. Devin Williams picked up his third for the New York Mets, and you gotta say, it's really nice. Even I'm not a Mets fan, but it's just nice to see the Mets doing pretty well, get a win. Robert Suarez picked up his fourth save of the year. Brad Keller picked up his first. Congratulations to him. Brian Baker seems to be settling in to the closer role for the Rays, and he's doing so quite well. He picks up his eighth of the season. Aroldis Chapman picks up his sixth of the season for the Boston Red Sox. He is someone that's really interesting, as it might be a sellers at the deadline, the Red Sox. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on Chapman and his usage throughout the year. Jacob Latz picks up his third save of the year. Jacob Webb picks up his first. And Cade Smith, just a couple minutes as before we're finishing recording this podcast, picks up his eighth save of the year. Who blew it? Not too many people blew it today. The Rockies bullpen, though, most certainly did. They allowed six earned runs in three innings after, frankly, a pretty nice outing from Jose Quintana, as the Atlanta Braves were able to rally for a win. Cade Gibson really was kind of putrid today for the Marlins. He really wasn't that bad last year, but good God, an absolutely terrible outing that allowed the Phillies to get back into it and win the game. Birch Smith blew it here for the Detroit Tigers, which is a little bit unfair. He was tossed into kind of a difficult situation, tossing a couple innings, and you know what? It's baseball, stuff happens, but still they do get the go-ahead win, and he is responsible for it. Not even technically a blown save, but still. Make sure you check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for all the information about relievers and more. But before we look to today's, never mind. That part of the script isn't even something I have to say. So let's look forward. We go to a full slate of games here on this lovely Saturday. Gosh, I am so happy it's Saturday, you guys. You have no idea. Top three pitching matchups here we're going to get into, and then my pick of the day for just the game of the day. We'll start off with my Minnesota Twins, who are facing the Toronto Blue Jays. Dylan Cease versus Connor Prelip. This is going to be a fascinating start. Cease off to a really good, really erratic start. It's Dylan Cease. You know what you're getting. Connor Prelip going to make his third MLB start. He has shown a lot of potential. Can he do it well at home? San Francisco Giants are going to be facing the Tampa Bay Rays. It is Landon Roop versus Griffin Jacks on the mound. This might be his first start since, I believe, 2021. So this is going to be pretty interesting. I don't think this is an opening role. Be very careful, of course. If you're in a points league or something, you have Griffin Jacks and there's starts limit, be aware. But this might be a sustained outing. We might get four innings out of Griffin Jacks. We don't really know right now. So this is just something I think is going to be absolutely fascinating. And Landon Roop's off to a really good start. So that's something to watch as well. Finally, here in this segment, we have the Chicago White Sox at the San Diego Padres. It's Sean Burke versus Michael King. Burke's off to a nice start to the year. King is off to a good but shaky start to the year. A lot of interesting players and a lot of talent in this one. But my game of the day is going to be just a little bit north of that Padres start. It's going to be the New York Mets at the Los Angeles Angels. It's Nolan McLean versus Reed Detmers. These are two guys. This is what I'm going to call the Jack Foley game, because these are two guys that I think absolutely are super interesting, super fun. Detmers, I think he might be having the year we were hoping for. I know his ERA is north of four or something, but I still kind of believe in him. It looks like he's made some nice changes, and Nolan McLean is rapidly approaching proper ace status. So that is going to be my pick of the day, and that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening. For a deep dive on everything baseball, hop onto pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro and gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, or support, or just to support the PL staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson Bacard. You can find me on the Shallows Podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Bacard. Feel free to send me a message and everything. Thank you very much for listening. Have an excellent weekend. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees. Bless the elbows. Take care, y'all.